This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket, sponsored by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today. That's HamiltonTel.com. We're going to be giving away two tickets to Nebraska versus Akron in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned in. Real quick, I want to give a shout out, and it's not just because she's my niece. She's a world champion. Let me repeat that. A world champion. The 2025 Soapbox Derby champion, Adela McBride, no relation to Charlie, okay, but world champion, represented Region 4 with class this week. Now, she competes in a wide age range. I think it's like 9 to 13-year-olds. I could be wrong on that, but she's 9. Like, she's like the youngest in the age range. She went to the world championships last year. It did not go well. And it was rough. She had a rough time. She came back. They came back this year. And it was interesting because she was very confident. Not this past week, this past summer, to be correct on that. When they got there, like, you can order these jackets. The only way you get a jacket is to win a world championship or to buy it. It's the only way you get it. Mm. And her mom and dad bought one for each of themselves. They were going to buy one for Adela. She said no. Her dad goes, why? She goes, because I'm going to win it. And she was just like calm. She was quiet. And the dad's like, well, Phil's his name. My brother-in-law, he's like, let's just get one, you know, just, you know, you never know. She's like, no, I'm going to win it. And she went out and she went from what happened last year. And it was just, when I talk about players having big eyes and bright eyes and being overwhelmed mentally, despite what you can do physically, the young kid, it happened to her. It happens to people of all ages. She went out and she won the world championship. And this is something that's determined by milliseconds, milliseconds. She beat people she had already lost to. She beat people who had won last year. And she went out and she won the world championship. So that was pretty cool. Four kids from the state of Nebraska, more people from the state of Nebraska than any other state in America won world championships at this. So I thought that was pretty cool. Also, just FYI, this takes place in Akron, which is why I'm mentioning
it. Oh, okay.
It. Wow. Just so you know the connection there. All right, quick question. Then we got picks to get to. We got stuff to give away. Does Nebraska have to cover 34.5 points of spread? Quick answer in order to feel good about this game.
Not necessarily. I mean, they got to come close. If they win 37-3 and that half a point isn't covered, then I won't be too upset about it. But they do have to get pretty close, I think. You know, if you're talking about a 21-point win, you know, I kind of go back to the Northern Iowa game a few years ago, or, you know, just that we've had that, you know, not quite laying it on them, you know, to take that step forward, to feel like the program is taking that step forward and it's going to start leaning on inferior opponents. That's what I want to see this week. So I think they pretty much have to.
It's fair. I don't have much to add to that. Perfectly said. All right. It is time. We're even going to do it a minute early to give away two free tickets, a pair of tickets to Nebraska versus Akron. You mix them up and I'll pick the lucky folks because, well, I like the credit. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So I have to pick two names, it sounds like. All right. Michael Esau. I think that's right. I hope I said that right. Michael Esau. We have the number. All right, yeah. So Michael is a winner. Congratulations to Michael. So does he get the two? Or are we picking two names? Just all right, congratulations to Michael. Attaboy, my friend. We're going to do something that hopefully I do much better at this week, and we're going to pick some college football games and some winners. You know what? The bar is so low, all I have to do is get one right, and technically I got better than last week. I just strive to get better each week. So if I get one game right this week and two next week, I'm getting better each week. Isn't that right, Jake?
I think that's right.
I don't think you're buying anything I'm saying, but that's okay. Let's go. What games we got?
Let's start with Michigan and Oklahoma. Michigan at Oklahoma, if you're wondering.
Who did Michigan play last year that they upset them, and I thought no way going into the game they were going to win, and they found, I think, was it USC? I think it was USC.
I think that makes sense, yeah.
Because they got mollywopped by Texas early on in the year. USC was undefeated at the time, and Michigan just found a way to Michigan them and just beat them, even though USC probably was the better team, talent-wise, exponentially the better team.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I almost want to do that here, but Bryce Underwood is on the road. He's just a little too young. And Michigan had 3 big run plays last week. Now, those runs count, but outside of them, they only average 3 yards per carry. I don't think they're going to out Michigan, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's more talented. They got the home field. Give me the Sooners.
All right. Since you did terrible last week, I'm just going to pick the opposite of you. Tempting to do, but I agree.
Wow. That's a great strategy.
I do agree with you. Oklahoma, too, is favored in by 5.5. Again, I think you look at the complete opposite as far as veteran leadership at quarterback. Bryce Underwood can be spectacular, might one day, be one of the best ever do it there in the maize and blue. But John Mateer, of course, a little bit of offseason trouble, but he's a veteran quarterback. I think that gives the Sooners the advantage.
A lot of people have him as the Heisman favorite, by the way, Mateer. All right, next game.
I'm surprised. Let's do Iowa at Iowa State.
Who's favored?
Iowa State favored by 3.5 as the home team.
What did Iowa throw for like 2 yards last week? I think it was like 44. But they rushed for over 300. Oh, this is a tough one. And honestly, the only thing I know about this game, other than just generalities, is that they were having a hard time selling out the game because that was really what stood out to me. I'm going to go with Iowa State. I just think this is the year that Iowa State gets them. Again, what'd you say? They're 2-6 the last 8 years versus Iowa. I think Iowa State looked really good week one. I think Iowa's going to struggle a little too much to throw the ball. I mean, you can put almost any quarterback in Iowa uniform and they struggle to throw the ball. That's just amazing to me. I'm going to go with Iowa State.
Yeah, it might be more of a system problem there or something with Iowa. But they did run the ball really well. A lot of people gave them the number one grade as far as offensive lines. And like I said, I mean, I just kind of go back to Kirk Ferentz generally seems to have some sort of advantage over not only Matt Campbell, but PJ Fleck and some of these rivalries. So I like Iowa to come in and get the win. I think they're going to do it the Michigan way of last year, though. They might only throw for 60 yards, but I think that's enough for them to get it done.
Who'd you pick the first one?
Oklahoma.
Because you were going to go opposite of me, but then you didn't. Okay. All right, what else we got?
You
what
made
else we got?
Sense there. Let's do Kansas and Missouri, an old Big 12 North, Big 8 rivalry. We get to see it now with the Big 12 and SEC.
All right, remind me of the spread on this.
Missouri, 6.5.
I'm going to take Missouri. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Not a bad pick. I like Kansas here. I think Kansas, again, kind of go with the Bo Pribula versus Jalen Daniels here. Jalen Daniels lives in Topeka, has a kid, another job. I mean, he's an adult. So he's been around for like 6 years. I like his playmaking ability too. So I like Kansas to get that win.
We're going to get some separation this week because last week we only had one different pick. So technically you're up one game on me. Right now, our three picks so far this upcoming weekend, we have two different picks. We're going to get some separation here.
That's right. You want to do one more?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I was going to say, those are the ones that I'm most intrigued by. I think from there, man, you know what? I think the next most intriguing game to me, I'm going to go ahead and say UCLA and UNLV. They might not be at the top, but it's a tough game to predict.
Who's favored?
So this one is at UNLV, where the Raiders play in Las Vegas. UCLA is favored by 2.5.
That is a tough one. Man, UNLV didn't look – I'm going to go with UCLA. I'm just going to go with UCLA. Neither team looked great week one, but UCLA played Utah, and UNLV played a team I don't even remember. So I'm going to go with UCLA.
Yeah, UNLV hasn't looked great coming out of this week, but it was kind of funny. Their cornerback, Amaris Brown, said of Nico Iamaleava, "Nothing really sticks out to me about him."
That doesn't sound good.
He wasn't too impressed.
Wow.
Dan Mullen, the new head coach there, was a little bit more complimentary. But I like I'm picking with my heart a little bit here. I'm going to go with UNLV here.
Right.
I love the UNLV program. And I think this is a chance for a big win for them at the beginning of the Dan Mullen era.
All right. We'll see what happens. I look forward to sweeping you 3-0 and chatting about it on Monday, my friend. All right. Have a glorious weekend. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bone.